Riverbank Brewing, TCT, and Twin Lakes Tees. See event schedule, artist lineup, and more at WashungaDays.com. Only $20 for a weekend packed full of festival fun in the heart of the Flint Hills.
Ready for a summer of fun? Join the Emporia Arts Center team at 815 Commercial on Monday, May 23rd for the Summer Arts Kickoff Party from 5 to 7 p.m. Start summer off with fun art activities, food, and the release of summer art classes. This event is free to everyone, thanks in part to the following sponsors: Hostess Brands and Fanestool Meats of Emporia. Hope to see you at the Emporia Arts Center on Monday, May 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 827. And time on a Friday morning for What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's now probably not around. That's how that works. And Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you. And let's head to Studio North, Council Grove Lake. That's where Phil Totten is on this Friday morning. Hey, Phil.
How you doing, Ron?
Doing good. How are you?
I tell you, I think I picked the wrong time in life, the wrong day for me and my mower and me to get broke down.
Oh, no.
Being out on the water last week during the Outdoor Communicators Conference with that weather we had, I really want to thank David Harrison for hanging with me during that radio show. But we did catch some fish, and we will recap that a little bit later on in the show. But I spoke many times about my wild space area here in Studio North, and Ron, it is about to break forth in a blaze of glory, I guarantee you, with the different flowers that I see now.
Ooh, so things are looking good then, huh? Or about to really look good.
Well, it is if I can get out there and do a little bit of mowing, I guarantee you. But with the rain and the cooler weather, that grass is really going. And of course, anytime you plant wildflowers or develop a wild space, you're going to get some weeds and other things in there you don't like. So I knew I had to go to a higher authority. So this one reason I asked Mandy Lang, who is a wildlife biologist, and she works with Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, to join us on the show to maybe give me some tips on what I can do out here to make the space that I want, and more important, to make it okay for my neighbors to live with me here. So we do have a lot going on. So, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Mandy, and your work with the, as being a wildlife biologist for Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever?
Sure, yeah. So I'm originally from Northern Illinois, and I went to school in Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin in Stevens Point, and started on with PF about a year and a half ago almost. And so my dad was a farm bill wildlife biologist, and so I work up in northeastern Kansas. So we've got a great team with PF scattered throughout the state, and so I get to work a lot with landowners and farmers and ranchers who want to do habitat projects on their land. I get to go out and visit with them and see what they've got going on and make habitat recommendations to get them achieving their goals and stuff, and work a lot with the farm bill programs, CRP and EQIP, to kind of get more habitat and native grassland on the ground. I get to do a lot with education and outreach, work with schools and maybe FSA and 4-H clubs, and get to do some stuff with our captors and our volunteers. So, yeah.
Well, Mandy, back in the 60s, Rachel Carson, she brought, made the world aware of pesticides and that we were losing habitat, and of course the bluebirds were disappearing, and then of course DDT was prevalent. And so I've always been concerned with the use of poisons, and now even now the pollinators seem to be disappearing. So just what is their importance, and what resources do groups like Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever have for people that might want to go take care of our world, keep it like it used to be in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pollinators are really really, really important, and we are seeing huge declines in our pollinator populations. And so Pheasants Forever is, overall a habitat organization, and so even what is good for pheasant and quail habitat can often be good for pollinator habitat. And so we have lots of resources on our website that people can go to, pheasantsforever.org, and look for pollinator resources. You can talk with a local biologist. So if I was, going to recommend something for you to do, planting native wildflowers is a big push, that you can do to get more habitat on the ground for pollinators. We like to promote, high diversity plots with flowers that are growing throughout the season, early, mid, and late blooming flowers. You want to get multiple, color, shapes, sizes, all that to attract as many pollinators as you can. And so that's a big part of our mission because it ties in so well with, pheasant and quail habitat and just native grassland that we like to see out on the landscape.
Well, Mindy, I know I've been to several national conventions with Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, a great organization, and not really familiar with any state conventions that you've had, but Brian Serpan brought to my attention. Of course, Brian, I worked with him when he was with Wildlife and Parks with a great youth program that they had there at Smoky Bombing Range there at Salina, just a great fellow to work with. He understands the importance of getting youth and families, what I say, outside for a better inside. So he brought to my attention that there is going to be a big meeting, get-together in McPherson, McPherson County, and I hear my niece talking to me now, Phil, there's no fear in McPherson. But it's called the Kansas Grassland Gathering, Fired Up for Habitat, and that's coming up June 10th and 11th. Can you tell me what that meeting is going to be all about?
Yeah, definitely. So in the past, our state has hosted a habitat meeting, to invite the whole state to, and we haven't been able to for a couple years. So we're really excited to get this going. Like you said, it's June 10th and 11th in McPherson County. And so it'll be Friday night will be our Brews and Bags for Bobwhites event. And so we're going to be doing a pint night and a cornhole tournament. And it's just kind of a social event for people who might have to get to town early if they've got a longer drive, just to socialize, meet the team, and kind of hang out and have a good time. And then Saturday will kind of be the main meet of the event. So our theme for this year is Fired Up for Habitat. And so we really want to talk about prescribed burning and the importance of that in our grasslands. And so we'll be doing some talks on fire, and then as long as the weather permits, we'll be doing a prescribed burn out on the McPherson Valley Wildlife Area. And then we'll be having some breakout talks in the afternoon. There will be different topics like pollinators and native plants. There will be one on soil health and grazing, one on urban and small-scale ag, current events in wildlife policy and different things like that. And then Saturday evening, we'll finish up with a celebration dinner to just kind of celebrate what we've done in Kansas over the past few years for habitat and just kind of a social hour. So we want to invite anyone who's interested in habitat, anyone who enjoys the outdoors, hunting, hiking, any recreation is welcome to come.
Well, Mindy, I've been involved with NGOs, non-governmental organizations, with conservation since the mid-90s. I know there's some great organizations out there, and there used to be an initiative called Recruit and Retain, and now it's R3, Recruit, Retain, and Reactivate People to the Outdoors. Can you tell us of some other great organizations, Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever, are partnering with to create more habitat, to get more youth and families outside?
Yeah, so we have some great partners here in Kansas and throughout the nation. So a lot of our employees are working on a daily basis with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. We do a lot with them to get habitat on the ground. We have a partnership with the Sorghum Checkoff, actually in the western portion of Kansas. That's working to get kind of work with farmers and ranchers for getting good habitat out there, and then working with them with balancing profitability and sustainability of their land. We work with the NRCS a lot, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, to deliver our farm bill programs. And those are a lot of the things that I work with, like CRP, taking agricultural land out of production and putting it into native habitat. And then we do a lot with other of their programs, such as ECLIP and CFC, to do more habitat work as well.
Well, Mandy, I'm looking forward to meet you. I want to thank you for being on the show. In closing, do you have a link up anywhere? Does Pheasants Forever have a web page or a Facebook page our listeners can tune into? Are some sponsorships still available maybe for your June 10th, 11th event?
Yeah. So you can find the link if you go to our website. It's campuspfqf.org. Under the events tab, you can find the link, and we are on Facebook. If you want to like us, it's Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever in Kansas. The link is there as well. If you like our page, you can keep up to date with what we've got going on throughout the state and see some updates from our staff. We are still taking sponsorships, so if you'd like to be a part of this event as a sponsor, you can get into contact with us on our Facebook page or send a contact link through our webpage, and that will be a great way to get partnered with us for this event.
Well, appreciate what you do, Mandy. Looking forward to meeting you, and maybe if I can find some time, I'll come down to those events in McPherson County on the 10th and 11th. Thanks for being on the show, and great success with your career. Rhonda, let's go to that first break. And go ahead, Mandy.
Just thank you for letting me be on, and we hope to see you there.
What's the weather like up there in Seneca?
Today it is cloudy and humid.
Okay, take care. Have a good weekend. Ron, let's go ahead first break.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It is 8:40. And 71 degrees.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Elevate your grilling skills with a Traeger Ironwood Grill from Blue Stem. Traeger Ironwood pellet grills are forged from commercial-grade stainless steel and loaded with next-gen Wi-Fi grilling features that raise the bar on outdoor cooking. And right now, Blue Stem has the Traeger Ironwood 650, 850, plus all the newest Timberline grills in stock to bring your wood-fired cooking into the modern age. See them all at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire and Auto welcomes all visitors to Emporia. Whether for bike, disc golf, or graduation events, they hope you take time to enjoy the beautiful Flint Hills. Stop in at 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower and get your tires checked or vehicle serviced before you hit the road. They don't service bicycles, but if it has four or more wheels and a motor, they can help you out. Express Tire and Auto, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors on KVOE every Friday morning right here, hosted by Phil Totten. Of course, log on to KVOE.com, click on the community tab, and find the What's In Outdoors link. All kinds of great information, stories, and photos. Phil, back to Studio North, Council Grove Lake. You busy this weekend?
Ron, we were going to be busy until this type of weather came in. We were going to have what we call a moo-ow at the Cove. We had a cornhole tournament scheduled. We're going to have a cookout. But the weather's come in, and some of the campgrounds are flooded at the reservoirs, so some of the campers won't have a place to stay. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show, and how you can see how to reserve campgrounds now in any Corps of Engineer lakes that they have going on. But last weekend we had the outdoor communicators here from all over the state, and what a good conference we had. Any more outdoor communication, there's not so much in, say, a hard copy in newspapers that you can see. There are some writers that still carry some things, but now with social media, with videos and things like that. We're just trying to figure out the best way to get the word out to the public on some great events. So we did have a meeting with the Mines. The Wildlife and Parks was here represented. And of course, they have a great magazine that I promoted, talking about their Wildlife and Parks magazine. It's really, to me, the best publication. And a lot of my good friends write and put pictures in there. And to me, the picture is worth a thousand words. I wish I was in photography more, and I am now. I'm getting into it more, the things you can do with what you got. But fish were caught last week, Ron. You could not believe the crappie that were caught. Of course, with the lake coming up 3 feet, cooler weather, the spawns probably set back quite a bit if it's still going to be going on. But walleye are starting to show up. A lot of walleye were being caught by people that were fishing for crappie last week. In the skinny water, the shallow water. And here in Council Grove, a lot of sawguy were being called out on the lake. So fishing is what it is. You just want to go out when you can. And I couldn't script a show like what happened last week when we were talking turkey hunting with Steph Lang and Eric Brown, and then talking fishing with David Harrison out on the lake and seeing all the memories that I have on this lake that's going on. And Ron, last week on May 15th was the start of what you call the Great Kansas Fishing Derby, where the sponsors bought fish and they put them in 40 different bodies of water. So you do want to go to, listeners, you do want to check that out. And believe it or not, in this little lake that we have here, Watson Outdoors, got 3 fish that we sponsored, and one of them was caught last week by a 9-year-old Slade. I believe his last name is, well, he's from Hays County. I'm going to have him on the show because he's going to be coming in redeeming his $100 gift certificate.
Oh, okay.
I named that fish Dutch after my good friend Dutch Honor. And so people, right now we have 2 more $100 fish out in that lake. One of them's Herman and one of them is Coach Cheese.
All right.
Catch those fish. I sure want to hear it. And believe it or not, I mean, just a coincidence. Fred Bommas, I've had him on the show before. He travels with me to teach fishing and to share stories. His son, Cliff Bommas, is a pro crappie fisherman, owner of Pro Tough Jigs and Bommas Jig Heads. Fred caught another tag fish last week, about a 5.5-pound bass. And so Fred wins a big certificate from Bass Pro and Cabela's. So I just can't believe that coincidence happened right here at Council Grove Lake last week. But the water is up. I'm happy to say the lake is full. The city lake is full. It came up so fast, there were reports several pontoons were floating loose on the lake. One thing we like to do is get the word out to people. So, Ron, let's go to that last break. I do want to talk a little bit about where Watson Outdoors will be on June 4th, and then also talk about some Memorial Day celebrations down here at the reservoir.
All right, sounds good. You're tuned in to Watson Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
For decades, Wrangler has adapted to provide cowboys the clothes they want and need for their changing lifestyle. From cowboy cut to premium patch to 31 relaxed, Wrangler is the true choice for cowboys. So head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia, and find a shirt or a pair of jeans from the Wrangler Cowboy Cut Collection today. Long live cowboys.
Express Tire and Auto welcomes all visitors to Emporia. Whether for bike, disc golf, or graduation events, they hope you take time to enjoy the beautiful Flint Hills. Stop in at 806 East 12th Avenue next to the water tower and get your tires checked or vehicle serviced before you hit the road. They don't service bicycles, but if it has 4 or more wheels and a motor, they can help you out. Express Tire and Auto, open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KVOE Live and Local, you are tuned in to What's in Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KVOE brought to you by Express Tire and Auto in Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Phil Totten coming to you from Studio North, Council Grove Lake on this Friday morning. So big things in store there, Phil?
Well, it just depends on the weather. Ginger and I was talking the other day and just how the weather really impacts what we can do in the outdoors. Of course, 2019, the lake rose so fast we had to pull all the campers out of the campsite, and the marina was closed basically from May 8th all the way to August 8th, and that was some pretty big water come down in there. Coming up this weekend, next weekend for Memorial Day, I know family will be coming down. One thing that, talking with the campers that come in, some of the spaces out on the reservoir, and I'm sure other lakes are experiencing the same thing. The gatehouses have been closed, so you need to go to recreation.gov just to see if an area is open. And I got a call last night. That guy had a campsite reserved over at Ritchie Cove, and he was wondering, was that particular site open? So we drove over there, and his site was closed. It was like 23, but the one at 25 was open. So, folks, if you do plan on going to a reservoir for Memorial Day, you might want to check ahead and make sure that the predicted rains, the high waters, are going to have you a space. But no, we always celebrate Memorial Day with family will be coming down, and I can't wait to take the kids through a mowed wild space area to point out the different flowers that are coming up. I feel like I'm on an Easter hunt. There's something called Beard's Tongue out there now that I never have seen. I read about it, so it's coming up. Around next week, we'll have Ken Corbett on the show. He runs Ravenwood Lodge over at Topeka, and they were one of our sponsors through the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation. Not only helping Watson Outdoors out to what we do with fishing, they're real instrumental in providing funding for our high school trap team. So Ken will talk about the events that they're going to be having over there at Ravenwood Lodge on June 4th. Of course, we do have a full schedule of events up on our Watson Outdoors link at www.kvue.com. May 28th, remember when Prairie Land Partners used to have the Gator Rallies?
I sure do. Yeah, I've been on one before.
Oh, goodness, yes. And the Flint Hills is just so pretty now. And hopefully these wildflowers will be in full glory for symphony on the Flint Hills. And that's coming up on June 11th. But there is a McDowell Creek second annual ATV-UTV ride going on. And it's a fundraiser. We have that up on our page. There we are. So we're going to start on June 3rd. We're going to be having the kids on the show because we start our second annual summer-long family fun fishing contest. And I've already got some entries with that. And, of course, there's five categories there, Ron. Four of them involve fish. And then the other one is anything you catch.
So gotcha. Okay.
We got some cool things going on. And, run into a good buddy over at Milford Lake, and he has a memorial fishing event also coming up on June 4th, and more boats are needed there. They have so many kids that want to go fishing, they don't have enough boats to take them out. So if you'd like to take a youngster and maybe some mentor and a family out on June 4th on Milford Lake, get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with them. Then June 5th over at Pomona State Park is Fishing with a Cop, which is real cool. Some fishing features, Master Anglers will be putting that on. And I got big news coming to Emporia on June 24th, Ron. And I always enjoy doing this. It's going to be the Worm Race.
They're
at
back.
The okay. Public Library. It's back. And we will be giving the top winning young man and one young lady a brand new fishing pole during that combo. So, Ron, it looks like I see rabbits now out in the wildlife area, and so I better go guard my spinach patch. Take care, sir. Always fun to talk to you.
All right. Good to talk to you. Keep up the great work. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning here. KVOE Live and Local, coming to us from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Always something going on there and at the very busy marina. Phil and Ginger, keep things hopping there. What's In Outdoors, brought to you this morning by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew always take great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Blue Stem doesn't have it, probably isn't around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. Good morning, it's 8:52.
South Korea's President Biden's first stop on his trip.